something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
He says, you set your asses free. You set your oxes, your oxen free. He says, this woman, being a daughter of Abraham. See, the reason she should be free, she says, ought not this woman? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be free? In other words, she is supposed to be free because she's a daughter of Abraham. You're not getting this yet. You're not getting it yet. Listen. That woman had been bound 18 long years. The rabbi did nothing about it because the rabbi didn't understand the document. He didn't understand the Abrahamic covenant. He knew what it was all about. He thanked God for Abraham. But he didn't understand what was in the inheritance. Now, Jesus gives us a picture. He says, ought not this woman. In other words, she deserved it by right. It was her right. It wasn't a privilege. It was her right. Jesus said, ought not this woman whom Satan had bound 18 long years be loosed? She's supposed to be free. That's what Jesus is saying. It's not a privilege. Jesus is saying she's a daughter of Abraham and she ought to be loosed. She ought. I don't know how many of you are still begging God for something. You need to know whether or not you have a right to it. If you have a right to it, you shouldn't be begging. If you don't have a right to it, then find out why you want it. Praise God. If you have a right to it, you make a demand on it. Oh boy. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, the reason she was supposed to be free was because she was a daughter of Abraham. Have you found something there? Hey, look at verse 17. I mean, Jesus just unloaded on them. And when he was done, Bible tells us, and when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. Glory. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. The religious folks were ashamed. They were ashamed. His adversaries were ashamed. Because there they were saying, were the seed of Abraham. And they didn't understand what that was all about. Were the seed of Abraham. If you are the seed of Abraham, you shouldn't be walking double. Don't be bent. If you are the seed of Abraham, you shouldn't be sick. That's what Jesus is saying here. If you are the seed of Abraham, You shouldn't be crippled if you're the seed of Abraham. How come you're blind if you're the seed of Abraham? Why? That ought to shake something up inside you. Ought not this woman, glory. Ought not, I mean, isn't she supposed to be loose? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed on the Sabbath day? Who bound her? Jesus said it was the devil. See, when you understand what the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is. See, you've got to get the power of that word. He is a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. Now, maybe before you were born again, you were told it's impossible for you to have a child. Now, after you are born again, stop looking at that old document. See, we haven't preached this strong enough. We haven't. And people are still looking at it with a religious mind. They don't understand the scriptures. When God speaks, he speaks with absolute truth. No shades, no grays, no creams, no off-whites. If any man be in Christ, he is. He is. Not was, not will be, not maybe, not probably, he is. That's a law. I want you to get the picture. That's a law. God says he is a new creation. Now, the moment you understand that, you are changed. Oh, boy. This is a beautiful picture right here. Let's look at another one, the 19th chapter, same book. I want to show you something here. I'm reading from verse 1, chapter 19, St. Luke's Gospel. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and there, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. He was the chief among the tax collectors. He was chief tax collector. I guess Matthew was working in his office. Because Matthew wasn't the chief. Matthew was a tax collector. Now we find his boss. Glory. Now I know why the man wanted to see Jesus. There's a man who'd been coming to the office talking about Jesus all the time. That's Matthew. He's been telling his boss about Jesus. Now I get it. Hallelujah. Now I get it. Because the Bible tells us that Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus, and when he heard that Jesus was coming this way, he climbed a tree because he was small of stature. So he climbed a tree so he could see Jesus. But to his pleasant surprise, the master was going all the time, you know, with people around him. They got to this tree and Jesus stopped. And Zacchaeus thought, now I can really get a good look. And he was trying to look at him, and Jesus, without saying, who is there? He calls him by name, he says, Zacchaeus. I think it must have been the power, it was a miracle. See, I believe there was a greater miracle there. The miracle that he didn't fall from the tree. I mean, that was enough to knock him down.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.